Oil accounts for 97% of Nigeria's official exports. Over the past 21 years, the benchmark price of oil has rollercoastered between $17 and $145 per barrel. High oil prices have encouraged fiscally irresponsible policies like excess spending, vanity public works, subsidized imports of refined petroleum products, currency manipulation, and high levels of protectionism. During boom times, Nigeria splashed around oil money, hosting international events like the 2003 All-Africa Games. It spent on grandiose projects like the Mashoud Abiola National Stadium in the new national capital of Abuja, and the Nigerian space program, which now has launched 5 satellites. During periods of low prices, Nigeria has been forced to borrow. Oil has also been ruinous for the environment. Although progress has been made, there's a long history of less than better practices by international companies, like gas flaring, which contributes significantly to climate change, as well as the environmental disasters caused by bandits who steal oil from pipelines and entrepreneurs who operate illegal and dangerous kerosene and diesel refineries and dump their waste product into the land and waterways. Another economic miracle? Okay, here's the shocker. Despite the violence and the red tape and the greed, Nigeria's economic success could match China's. The country could finally live up to its huge potential, and it has the same route to success as China, the economy. That seems almost unthinkable, but it's only because the China we know is the China of 2019. Few of us remember the sleepy panda that was China 40 years ago. We've now seen 5 East Asian economic miracles, so it's easy to position China as part of a trend. It's hard to imagine an African economic miracle because none of us have ever seen one.